This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's still so good. It's still so, so good. I can't help but doing the fist pump and smiling, laughing still every time I hear Alex Ovechkin go nuts when he picks up the Stanley Cup or at the victory parade when he just lets loose. Well, you cut him off right in the middle of a sentence. And he's funny, too. But my favorite is when he's just yelling, like John Strong on the Fox coverage of the World Cup final. It's just a guttural roar. Maybe that's what Strong was doing. He was trying to imitate Alex Ovechkin. Oft imitated, never duplicated. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to France. Second World Cup title in team history. Congratulations to Novak Djokovic, who's back on top of the tennis world after a couple of years in which he had injuries and also coaching changes. But he wins Wimbledon for his 13th Grand Slam singles title. And how about Angelique Kerber? Upsetting. I don't know if I am comfortable with the term upset. I saw that all day Saturday, but I don't know that it's an upset. She's ranked higher and she's been more active than Serena Williams for obvious reasons. Serena with her fourth tournament in 16 months since she left the tour to go through a pregnancy, to have her daughter, then to recover from life-threatening blood clots and try to get back into shape. So I saw the word upset, but it's only because Serena has so long been the dominant force in women's tennis. It's not an upset in terms of where the two players are now. So a rematch of the 2016 Wimbledon Women's Championship, this time went to Angelique Kerber, her first Wimbledon title, but her third overall. So maybe some surprises there at Wimbledon with Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal playing into the fifth set in their semifinal. It actually spanned a second day. So instead of having the day off in between the semis and the final, they ended up having to play on back-to-back days because their match was delayed by the longest semifinal in history, which was John Isner and Kevin Anderson, the two big servers. They played on and on and on in that fifth set. And so the weekend at Wimbledon was pretty compelling. John Isner, amazing run for him. His first ever Grand Slam semi, not just his first one at Wimbledon. Heck, it was just his third Grand Slam quarterfinal. And to see this rise for him at 33 years old is awesome. I know I had mentioned to you last week, for those who were listening, that he was a regular at Newport, which is a grass court tournament, the only grass court tournament in the United States that's actually part of the ATP. And he has won it multiple times, but pulled out. So that tournament began with qualifying over the weekend, but it begins with the main draw on Monday in Newport, Rhode Island, which is the site of the Tennis Hall of Fame, but he pulled out of it. So he was scheduled to be the number one seed. And that's one of those ripple effects in tennis and golf too, that you don't hear a lot about. When guys or gals make an extended run through a particular tournament, it takes a lot out of them. Sometimes then they will pull out of other events that they're scheduled to participate in. But unfortunately for those particular events like Newport, they've sold tickets based on the fact that, you know, the highest ranked American male is going to be there. and you know, a multi-time champion. So that was a ripple effect, a domino of Isner, but certainly he wouldn't trade it, and American tennis fans probably wouldn't either. So those were some international storylines from the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. My weekend began with Cuban food. So good. There's this restaurant in New Jersey called Casual Habana. And essentially it's a place where you can get the Cuban favorites. And so we had so much fun. My Cuban team came over to my house and we got together for the last time before we meet at the airport to fly to Havana next Saturday. And it was so cool because the girls were so excited about the food, and I didn't have the heart to tell them it's pretty much all we'd be eating in Cuba. There's not many vegetables in Cuba. And so it's completely different than what I normally eat, but it's great for them. They're really excited. And so we had empanadas, both beef and chicken. We had ropa vieja. We had camarones al ajillo. Actually, it depends on what restaurant you see it at. In some cases, it's al ajillo with just the one L. In other cases, it's ajillo with the two L's.
Hola.
For those of you who speak Espanol, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Arroz con pollo, which is the rice with the chicken. It's like how grandma makes it. It's like supposed to be a Cuban staple. Frijoles. We had frijoles. We had tostones as well, which I accidentally called tostados once and the whole group started laughing. So the perfect foods to get us ready for Havana. It was delicious. And then also over the weekend, my brother celebrated a birthday. Why do you care? Well, because he shares a birthday with Peter Schwartz, who is a frequent anchor, former member of the team, but frequent anchor on our show and on CBS Sports Radio. So it was a cool day for both my brother and Peter Schwartz, who share a birthday July 14th. And then on into the weekend, as I say, big weekend for international sports and also for the first half of Major League Baseball. Some trends, teams trending up, teams trending down, and now they get a breather. And you get a breather from being posted up in front of your television, I guess. Unless you're into the Home Run Derby and you're into seven first-timers. I'm really hoping the Home Run Derby doesn't go the way of the dunk competition, which seems like every year it's new guys. Not that that's bad necessarily. It's just that you build momentum very often by having name recognition and by having guys who've done it before to see if they can either defend their titles or get a chance at redemption. Now, all of that to say that last year, Aaron Judge was the star and he was a rookie who won the Home Run Derby. And we had a conversation the day after the Derby about whether or not Judge was the new face of Major League Baseball.
And once again, it's Judgment Day.
Certainly there can be some amazing storylines to come out of it. He's a household name now for baseball fans. Maybe there will be a Max Muncy moment, or maybe Rhys Hoskins, or maybe it'll be Bryce Harper's night because he's in front of the hometown fans there in D.C.
Hitting homers is fun.
Watching homers is fun as well. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Our topic for this particular show, what's the biggest surprise in sports now that we're halfway through 2018? So no cheating and going back to the Astros winning the World Series. That was 17. That's old news, man. Get over it. This is 2018 calendar year, which is why we'll have much yelling from Alexander Ovechkin, because certainly that's one of the biggest surprises. After years of futility, after dropping the first two games of the Stanley Cup playoffs at home, after trailing the Tampa Bay Lightning and having to come back. In fact, until they got to the Stanley Cup final against the Golden Knights, they had a losing record.
It's basically nuts.
At home in the postseason. But that monkey has been sent back to the zoo. It's no longer on their backs. So good. I love that we were on the air the night that happened. I was actually in Atlanta. It happened on a Thursday night, and it was one of my favorite shows that we've done in a really long time. So again, we're just past the midway point of 2018. These are the dog days of summer. You have to look at my tweet and how I spelled it. You know, it was my attempt to be super cool. So it feels like a good time to dive into this stuff. Team or individual feat. It can be thrill of victory. It can be painful, knocked you back on your rear end. But what's delivered the most shock and awe across the pond? It just seemed like it flowed right into that. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, I see a lot of you are posting on social media, and that's awesome. I will get to some of those. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. We still have a couple weeks. I mean, we're getting close. I would say within 2 weeks, every single NFL training camp will be in full bloom. Chris, if you want to confirm that, you can, because I don't know all the exact dates. But there are some rookies who are reporting within days. Now, there are some teams that get to send their guys to training camp before the rest, of course, because they participate in the Hall of Fame game. But within 2 weeks, training camps will be all the rage. We've gotten a bunch of disciplinary news, drug suspension news. Certainly the LeSean McCoy situation, there is going to be more to come out there, though maybe not something that affects him this season. Although I'm not sure how you can be a human being and not have such accusations and such an event at a house that you own. Not sure how you can not be affected by that. But that's kind of what July has become in the NFL, wondering if there will be names in the police blotter, wondering what type of penalties and suspensions the NFL might hand down. But in addition to that, you know what else happens in July? The franchise tag deadline, which comes up on Monday, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Monday, 4 o'clock Pittsburgh time. And Le'Veon Bell has indicated that he is not going to play, at least until they get through these negotiations, which right now they're not anywhere close. But also, they did reopen negotiations over the past week, so that's positive. The talks were stalled going back a couple of months. And he's indicated that he wants a ton of money. In fact, he wants the money that the tag will pay him on an annual basis, which is $14.5 million. Now, will he play on the tag? Sure. If the deadline passes on Monday afternoon, maybe he won't show up to training camp. Maybe he will. Remember last year, he didn't sign his franchise tag until September and did not play in training camp. I love that Mike Tomlin's all kinds of optimistic and positive and hopeful about there could be some big news on Monday. But to this point, Bell has been keeping his distance for obvious reasons. Wants a long-term deal. Doesn't want this one-year contract, which is essentially what the franchise tag is, even though it's for a lot of money. And he's not the only player for the Steelers. David DeCastro doesn't get nearly as much attention. But he's also indicated, without a deal, he won't be in training camp. So we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. And maybe there will be a contract for Le'Veon Bell before the franchise tag deadline passes. Well, that's the kind of stuff that happens now in these last few days before it's back to work for the NFL. I was thinking about it on Sunday, because I took a nap. Actually, I took a nap and a half. To me, a nap must be at least 2 hours. The best naps are 2.5 to 3 hours because then I can go through a full REM cycle. Oh my gosh. I had a nap on Saturday, laid my head down, don't even remember the thought that I was having as my head hit the pillow, and woke up 2 hours later thinking, come on, how could that be 2 hours? It was such a good nap. But on Sunday, I had a 2 hour nap in the daytime, earlier in the daytime after I went to church and I taught my kiddos and had lunch and la la la. And then in the evening I had another half a nap, which was, it was only about an hour and 10 minutes. However, it did dawn on me that the days are dwindling when I could take naps on the weekends, because college football and the NFL will be here very soon. Ah! All right, we'll get back to your calls. What's the biggest surprise in sports so far in 2018? Surprise! Do you like surprises or do you hate surprises? I'm not a huge fan of someone jumping out from, you know, behind a door or from like a dark hallway. I'm not a big fan of someone trying to scare me. I scare pretty easily when I don't see it coming. But surprise gifts, surprise sweetness. I mean, who doesn't love that? And that's kind of how it is in sports. When you don't see it coming, it's even more fun. All right, so on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, and then 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Caught by Diggs.
Stay alive.
Oh, my God. Low.
Oh, my God.
30.
No.
10.
Touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish.
It's a Minneapolis miracle. Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
OMG. If you're looking for surprises, if you're looking for shock and awe, don't have to look any farther than that game in the NFC divisional playoffs that ended on a Case Keenum touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs, who goes up the sideline after the defender misplays and then trips and falls down. I mean, just, I could watch the play over and over and over again, and the reaction inside the stadium there in Minnie, which of course hosted the Super Bowl a few weeks later. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Biggest surprise of 2018, Paul Allen on the Vikings radio network. You're finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Jose says, Ronaldo, after 8 years and crazy amounts of money, leaving Real Madrid to go to Italy. Juventus. That's right. We actually did a poll last week. The superstar making the greater impact with his move. Was it Ronaldo leaving Real Madrid, going to Serie A in Italy? Or is it LeBron going to LA? By the way, massive standing ovation for LeBron James when he showed up at his first summer league game of the season. So he and Brandon Ingram walked into the arena together and the Lakers fans went nuts. So he was wearing Lakers shorts. It's a little bit odd, a little bit jarring. But maybe because there was so much speculation, that's not your top surprise of 2018 so far.
Inappropriate.
I mean, I think it'd be inappropriate for him to be wearing Cavalier shorts.
I'm sorry.
855-212-4227, our toll-free line here at CBS Sports Radio, brought to you by Geico. With some great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, you can get it all at geico.com. Chris is listening in Seattle. Chris, welcome to After Hours.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Yes. Did you used to run a... I've got a couple questions for you. Did you and Mr. Nasty used to do a show together?
Sir, I have no idea who that is.
Well, a pitcher that... It was fed to Seattle. But anyway, I'll go past that.
Okay. No, I never worked in Seattle, if that's what you're asking.
No, I didn't say that. It was a feed to hear. And I loved the two of you together.
Well, who are you talking about?
Well, a pitcher forever who was very opinionated. He's probably not called Mr. Nasty, but did you co-host with... I'm wrong, I guess.
Yeah, sorry. I may have done shows in the past in my previous network with a pitcher or had a pitcher as a guest on my show, but I never did a show long term with a co-host who was a former big league pitcher. No.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, here, everybody thinks in national sports radio that we're in Siberia or something, but my big surprise.
No,
right
everyone
now,
does not. That's not true.
Okay. Do you have a history with the Seahawks?
Do I have a history with them? I mean, I've spent a whole hell of a lot of time talking about them.
And you were married to somebody who was a kicker for us? No.
No, sir. I've never been married.
Okay, so
who in the world are you thinking of?
I don't know. But anyway, I'm old. Okay. But anyway, here's my my surprise is how well the Mariners are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're in a small slump right now, I think, but I'm really surprised after 20 years of nothing that we're doing this well.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the biggest surprise, probably if you dig a little deeper, would be that the major surge for the Mariners happened after Robinson Cano was suspended. And the fact that D. Gordon has been such an amazing pickup for them has changed positions, obviously. And you're right, they've dropped four now in a row to head into the All-Star break, and they've fallen back behind the Astros. But the way that they have played has been fantastic. I love the fact that it's got an entire fan base rejuvenated, where for a long time, as you talk about, it's been ho-hum and not contending. And I know Felix Hernandez is on the DL right now, but I am all about him pitching in the postseason for the first time. I want them to make it so badly because he deserves to be on that stage for the first time in his career.
Yeah, and let me say one more thing. I think I'm complimenting them in an appropriate way. They kind of all got together after Robinson had his problem.
Had his problem.
Well, I mean,
yes, no, that type of thing does tend to galvanize a locker room.
I think it did.
Yeah, I mean, the way that Gene Segura has played, is an all-star now, obviously. Nelson Cruz, we mentioned D, Mitch Haniger. They've just had we're not talking about superstars or even household names. We're talking about a bunch of guys who fit perfectly together, at least for now. And obviously, if they do make the postseason, Cano is not eligible to play.
No.
So the formula they've got, it's good that they're comfortable with it. I want to see him pick it up right out of the All-Star break, though.
How about Segura?
Yeah, I just mentioned him. It's great that he's an All-Star.
Okay, well, so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I'm sorry to disappoint you that I'm not the co-host that you thought, nor was I married to a former kicker.
Okay, got that wrong. let me tell you one more thing.
Hit the crap!
Okay, finding you on the radio is the biggest deal of the year.
Did you just find me this year?
Yep.
And what station do you listen on in Seattle?
Oh, ESPN 710 Cairo.
No, you can't possibly be listening to me on ESPN station.
Oh, no, I'm not.
This is CBS.
You're CBS.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
No wonder you've got all this stuff wrong.
I dialed around, and I found you, and I thought, wow.
Okay, well, CBS is really easy to remember.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye. Poor guy. I wonder if we caught him in the middle of a REM cycle.
What the f*** was that?
At least he likes the show, Voice God, be nice. He wasn't sure he was speaking to the right woman or to the right Amy.
I want to know which kicker.
He said a former Seattle kicker. Yeah, I guess it could be a variety. There will be no former. Once this girl gets married, she's getting married for good. So there'll be no former married to anyone. I appreciate him advancing my career and advancing my personal life like that. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We'll get you a couple more phone calls after the break as well. 855-212-4227. You're weighing in on Facebook. The biggest surprise of 2018 so far in sports. It's kind of fun because there are a variety of ways that this can go, whether individual or team, whether thrill or tragic. And it's all a matter of perspective, is it not?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Checked off on the far board. 7 seconds. Right wing shot sails wide. 5 seconds to go. On the near board, it's a tie-up. 2 seconds. A centering feed. And it goes wide. And that's it. It's over. The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final. 2-1, the final score.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It wasn't just 2018 because it was months in the making. Going back to 2017, from the hiring of George McPhee to the expansion draft to the coaching staff to the beginning of hockey in Vegas, going back to late last fall and then into 2018, a division title, one of the best home records in hockey, and of course, a spot in the Stanley Cup Final as the host team to the Washington Capitals. And the fact that they were not pushed to the brink until that final series, amazing. For an expansion team, it was historic. It was record-breaking. Who knows if we'll ever see that again, but wow, awesome. Dan Duva with the time of his life, the ride of his life, in his first year as the Golden Knights play-by-play voice on their radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're asking you the biggest surprises of 2018 so far. Maybe Matt Harvey in a Cincinnati Reds uniform. That's not something that I anticipated. How about Shohei Ohtani and the impact he made on Major League Baseball and on the Angels in the first half? Of course, has been fighting to come back from injuries. Maybe it's Ichiro signing a contract with the Seattle Mariners, of course, now in more of an advisory role. No one's really exactly sure. He's a consultant with the Mariners who goes through BP and then sits in the dugout in a uniform. Maybe he takes his uniform off then. I think that's what he does. He maybe isn't in uniform for the games. Just a strange twist in sports always. So what's your biggest surprise of 2018 so far, be it team accomplishment or individual feat of strength? Or maybe the opposite, be a team that fell flat on its face or an athlete who underwhelmed. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Some of your posts on Facebook, which I appreciate. Scott says, Tiger Woods showing signs of life on the golf course. And then he says, pretty sure everyone thought he was done. I mean, he thought he was done. And by done, if you mean, I mean, there are shades of done, right? Done as in he never wins again. Done as in he doesn't compete. Done as in he never adds another major title. There are shades of that. He's not done, but he's certainly not the same Tiger Woods. So the fact that he is back on the golf course and can get through a cut, in most cases, he didn't at the U.S. Open, but he's making the cut in most tournaments and he's competing four consecutive days. And there are times when he's making a charge up the leaderboard and putting a charge into the galleries. Just hasn't been able to get every part of his game working at the same time.
But at least I kicked Ricky's butt today.
But a lot of that comes with the reps. A lot of that comes with the practice and the muscle memory. Mike says on Facebook, Baltimore Orioles playing the worst baseball I've ever seen after posting a 500 record or better from 2012 to 2016 with 3 playoff appearances in those 5 seasons. Yeah, I mean, this is one of the worst teams in baseball. It just by virtue of the fact that the Kansas City Royals tripped and fell flat on their faces. We're talking about face plant in this last month before the All-Star break. That's the only reason the Orioles don't have the worst record in the game, but they're only 5/1000ths of a point better in terms of winning percentage than the Royals. The Royals have 27 wins. The Orioles have 28 wins. And listen to this, 40 games back, 40 games back in the AL East, because that division features the best team in baseball and one of the worst teams in baseball. You want to hear something funny? And then I'll get to this phone call. There was an Orioles fan who tweeted me late last week about Manny Machado and is the team doing the right thing by trading him? And I said, they can't win with him. They're going to lose him at the end of the year. It's smart business for the Orioles to get something for him in return, as much as it hurts. But they've waited as long as they possibly can. My tweeted response was something like that. And do you know that guy got the biff in the Twitter purge? It was a bot. He wasn't real. I mean, he had a picture, he had a name, but he was a bot. Because as I always do, I go through my tweets at the end of the week, and some of them I clean out. Some of my replies or back and forth conversations with people I delete and get rid of just to keep it, I don't know, to keep it vanilla. And the guy was gone. That tweet was gone and the page was gone. He, poof, disappeared. He was a bot.
That is weird.
It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. Joe is in Massachusetts. Joe, welcome to After Hours.
Thank you, Amy. I'd like to nominate the remarkable season that the Boston Celtics had this year with losing two All-Star players in the league dominated by stars. They lost Gordon Hayward 5 minutes into the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They lost Kyrie Irving halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
They finished with the second-best record in the Eastern Conference and managed to push the Cleveland Cavaliers. Actually, the Cavaliers were lucky to come out of the series against them. They also lost.
Luck has nothing to do with it. Luck has nothing to do with it. The Celtics shot like the worst they'd shot all season in that Game 7 from downtown. It was hideous.
I think that some of that was the fatigue of the fact that they were playing with a limited number of players into the playoffs. They lost not only those two all-stars, they lost Daniel Theis, who was their backup center. They lost Marcus Smart during the playoffs. They had mm-hmm. players on 10-day contracts holding the team together at the end of the season.
No, I agree.
And they still managed
I agree.
To make a remarkable run.
Mm-hmm. They certainly did, and that was one of the great surprises that shows the power of teamwork and the power of leadership and coaching, for sure. Brad Stevens and his staff with a lot to do with it. So did Al Horford have a lot to do with it. A pro's pro. He shows up, he does the work, doesn't care about the flash, doesn't care about the attention, and taught a lot of those young guys about how you take care of your business in the postseason. So certainly with all the turnover too, even going back to last year when they made, or the previous season when they made the Eastern Conference Finals, they only had four guys left from that team. So mm-hmm. almost a total turnover to be able to get back to the finals without two All-Stars. But I again would have to say it's not luck. I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, they did everything that they possibly could and then some, way more than what people expect. And a lot of that LeBron too, but it wasn't just him.
Well, I still think they had a tremendous season, and
they did.
Thankful for the privilege to have followed them all throughout it.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Joe. Thanks so much for your call from Massachusetts. 855-212-4227. The biggest surprise in sports so far in 2018. Why is there just some random coffee stir stick here on the console? Do people not know how to put their trash in a receptacle? Is it really that difficult? My hand is near it, and I'm feeling as though there are cooties. It's now.
Ike's really good for a wet wipe. We should have him go get another one.
Let's talk to Orlando, who's in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Amy?
Fantastic.
I want to give a shout-out to the Atlanta Braves. They're finally coming back.
Yes, I can hear you and I can hear me, Orlando. Can you turn down your radio?
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, the reason why I said the Atlanta Braves, they're about 2 years ahead of schedule. And Tiger, I'm not exactly surprised by it. If I think he could win a tournament or a major if he keeps up going the way he is. Mm. And I was going to bring up one thing else. When you said about Alabama and bringing in the backup quarterback, I was not surprised. They had mentioned they were going to do that in the national championship game anyway.
No, okay, first of all, even if you knew in Alabama, it was a surprise to the rest of the country. Remember, this is a national show. But also the fact that he was not a household name until, boom, he explodes on the scene and helps to lead the team back to this championship when they weren't buried, certainly, but they were in a hole like you don't typically see Alabama in a hole. So I'm not just speaking about Alabama. I'm certainly not speaking about Nick Saban. He knew what Tua could do. So did Jalen Hurts.
That ain't what I'm saying, though. I think the Georgia coach who had the coach at Alabama knew Jalen Hurts better than he did Tua Locus.
Okay. I have no way to know if that's accurate or not. So that's fine.
Well, Jalen Hurts was the quarterback when the Georgia coach was there.
No, I got you. Again, I'm not really sure what you're debating. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. You're right. He wasn't a surprise to either coach or to Alabama fans. But, again, big-time story across the country. More people tuning into that national championship than watch pretty much any other game in college football. That was a huge deal to change quarterbacks from the guy who has been successful for you, won awards in the SEC, Nick Saban. Had him as the starting QB, even though he had two all season long. I mean, you're talking about a surprise to make a change like that at the half of a championship game. I mean, it's still a big risk.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Orlando. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Let's see if we can do one more here. Charles is in Texas. Charles, you got about 90 seconds. Go.
So, I mean, I'm behind enemy lines in Texas. I'm an Eagles fan, but we're the biggest surprise. All season long, everybody picked, who knows, Patriots. Before the season started, people want to get on Dallas bandwagon. The same usual cast of characters. Nobody liked our coach. People really didn't know about our kids.
Why didn't anyone like Doug Peterson? What's wrong with Doug Peterson?
He wasn't a sexy hire. Everybody was talking about.
Well, doesn't mean nobody liked him. It doesn't mean nobody liked him.
I said he wasn't a sexy hire.
Okay.
He was 2 years ago, before he got in the NFL, he was coaching high school football. Everybody wanted to talk about the coach that was in New York that got fired. He was the sexy pick. But needless to say, you know, nobody picked us. We lost our quarterback at the end of the season. Everybody picked against us. We ran through. We did our thing. So, I mean, to go from the laughing stock of saying, oh, well, they don't have a Super Bowl, but honestly, we were world champs three different times. Of course, I wasn't born. But if Dallas can count Super Bowls from the 1950s, why can't I count mine before it became a Super Bowl?
Because there was no such thing as a Super Bowl then. They were NFL championships, but they weren't Super Bowls. So when people say Eagles won their first ever Super Bowl, that is accurate.
Same thing. They say world champs.
Okay, but that's not what we're talking about.
You said world champs.
Right, no, I got it. You said Dallas gets to count previous championships, but they weren't Super Bowls. I just want to be accurate. Super Bowl wasn't around then. But I would agree with you. It was a big-time upset and a major surprise the way that the Eagles continued to play so well after Carson Wentz went down, and Nick Foles is one of the stories of the year for sure. Charles, thank you so much for the phone call. That is one of my pet peeves. Everybody this, everybody that. In a country of 330 million people, everybody doesn't agree on anything. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.